work in tech too, so I live and breathe it, and I hear about it almost every day. So, totally.
I've been hearing a little bit, little here, little there, but I think I'm starting to get into it because I got a Facebook, so I'm always on there.
Friday is a big payday for lots of people, but nobody will get a bigger check, theoretically, than Mark Zuckerberg. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know how we roll on this show. We kind of ping and pong in your backyard, and this is definitely the buzz. He is playing a wicked wild game of who wants to be a billionaire plus, and the people around him are probably psyched that they work for him. At least 1,000 or so new millionaires, they say. I'll tell you that I have a friend who has a sister who is married to somebody who works for Mark Zuckerberg in the inner circle, went to Stanford, got a master's degree, killed himself getting the degree, doesn't matter, fell into the great crack called Facebook in Silicon Valley, and they are set, pretty much. They are set for life. You have to really try and blow it like some of those lottery winners who get drunk with money and buy so much gold that they sink when they talk to you. Their neck starts to fall forward. You know who I'm talking about. It's not just Vinny in South Philly. It's the people who win the lottery. And then they're driving around in 10 different cars. Makes no sense to me whatsoever. So it's a big day for Facebook on Friday. And the reason it's big is because the initial public offering should go at $38 a share, maybe higher. I think it'll swing up wildly during the day. And people are deciding whether to get Facebook because that's that craps table thing that we talk about with investing. Stand at the craps table. How much money would you put into Facebook initially when it goes up? The thought is that if you want to end up holding on to it for a while, you won't jump in at the beginning of this thing. Because if it's, say, it's $38 a share, right? And that's the high end. It'll become probably the largest internet IPO in history. I'm certain of it. And it'll elevate the social network into other stratospheres. Think about it. The deal is going to raise around $16 billion in dollars. The value of the company, more than $100 billion. So they'll start trading Friday at about 11 in the morning on the NASDAQ. The ticker symbol, in case you're interested. Are you listening, all you truck drivers, all you professors, all you lawyers, all you janitors, all of you, no matter what walk of life you're from? Facebook, 38, probably is what it opens at. FB is the symbol. So they'll sell about 421 million shares. That's the offering, so that's about 60% of that will come from some insiders and other existing shareholders. You know that thing where they say, oh, we pay you in sweat equity and stock. This is one of those great times when you got stock. So all of those people who are probably under 30 are set to have a very exciting day. And we'll see where it ends up. Starts at 38. My prediction is it stays high. I think that there's too much interest and just in the curiosity factor. That will pump up the volume a little bit. Now, does it dramatically fall down the well in the next couple of days? Maybe. Maybe that happens. All right, so that's it with Facebook, because there's certainly buzz there. That's why I started with it. But besides Facebook, oh my, there are so many other things to talk about. If we were leaning over a fence, and I hope you think of me as your friend, and we're having this conversation, right? You know what we'd be talking about besides the crazy Facebook thing? We would talk about now this evidence that's being released in the Trayvon Martin death. 2 weeks after the shooting, the cops urged prosecutors to take George Zimmerman into custody. They argued his killing of Trayvon Martin was ultimately unavoidable. And from where the shot went off, I think that the defense, if Mark O'Mara, that's the attorney's name, if he's any good at his job, He just has a whole bunch of stuff that he can use in this very sad, tragic tale that happened in Sanford, Florida. We know the story backwards and forwards. Now, with pictures that are being released, you will see that George Zimmerman had a gash on the back of his head and had some other bruises. So while he faces second-degree murder charges in this death that happened at the end of February that just lit a fuse in this country that still has not been put out, and I, you know my position on it, why he ever pursued that, I have no idea. Once he called it in, thought there was something going on, good for him if he thought there was something going on, calls it in, they flat out told him, do not go over there. Do not pursue him. He did. And then look at the tragedy that ensues. I mean, Trayvon Martin dead 3 minutes after the EMS crews and firefighters and everybody else comes to the scene. The thing that'll probably be played up, a couple of things, including evidence of THC. That's an ingredient, if you don't know, in pot. It was found very, very small amount in his blood and in urine tests. So I think that there'll be more conversation about that. If you know anything about it, any of you that are cops listening, I know a lot of police officers listen to America Tonight. Thank you very much. Keeping us safe out there, protecting and serving. You know, you guys know that the little tiny amount means that it would have had to be smoked probably days before that whole thing happened. It was just too little of anything that showed up. But you had the complete autopsy, the medical examiner finding that that there was that drug in the system, just that it was very, very small. So new documents shedding some light on what happened there, the encounter between Zimmerman and Martin, unavoidable by Zimmerman. If Zimmerman stayed in his car and waited till the police came, or had identified himself to Martin as a concerned citizen maybe and had a conversation, maybe that would not have happened. Can't go backwards, though, moving forwards. If I were a betting person, you've got this, his forehead has cuts and bleeding and all that kind of stuff. They have pictures of it because he left the police station. They let him go. I just don't think that they're going to get Zimmerman for what they're charging him with. I don't see it. I see this case, though, being dragged out for an entire year. It's not going to go for a year. And then once it comes back around, it'll be opened up all over again, all over again. And in the end, Zimmerman walks from this. They're going to talk about stand your ground, even though you could question that because he followed the kid. He did. He followed the kid. But this is what's going to be talked about. Also, the gunshot wound to the chest was fired from immediate range, so they were tussling. And that's, I'm sure, what will also be part of what his defense has to say. I'm sure. So, Zimmerman, what do you think? Will he get nailed in court? Will he do time for this or not? Now we know a little bit more of the puzzle. The reports are out there to see. Some of the parts are inked out, but most of it is out there. 855-266-8.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Yes, back on America Tonight. Donna Summer's dead at the age of 63. Donna Summer, and she was quite a woman. She started singing when she was like 7 years old. Wow, 7 years old, and she rocked the world for 40. Because still she was doing a lot of gigs. She was doing festivals and fairs, and she used to do big concerts, and she's a whole part of the disco era. Doesn't matter how old you are, even if you were in your, I'm going to say, 30s, 40s, 50s, of course, and on up, you would have heard her songs because it fits into that disco pop category and is still played on radio stations. So unless you're cruising around where you're just playing CDs or you've got, you've got satellite radio and that's all you're listening to, then you know you're flipping. Is there anybody that drives station and they don't, when it's not talk, I understand talk, but when it's music, when you're driving around, you just feel like listening to music and you go the old school way, do you flip it? Of course you do. I've never been, actually I've thought about this because of the Donna Summer thing. I've never been in a car with somebody where if they just hated a song, they left it on. They kept it on whatever rock station, whatever pop station, whatever was the big station in Cincinnati or Louisville or Lexington or Philadelphia or Dallas, Texas. Just no, they flipped around trying to find something better. So you have definitely heard her music. You have definitely heard some of her music, and we played a little bit of it tonight. Sadly, she had lung cancer and wasn't able to beat it, because 63 these days, 63 is still, I think is still pretty young. And she looked pretty young. She didn't even look like she was in her 60s. And I think a lot of people probably during the day were playing Donna Summer music, probably You probably heard it wherever you were. I know I was in a gym for a little while, and they were playing, and I thought, wow, that's weird. And there was a little thing, a little crawl across the television set, and it said, "The Queen is gone." So Donna Summer dead at 63 after battling cancer. And you know what's interesting is she thought she got sick after she inhaled 9/11 stuff that was in the air, particles that were in the air. All that's made of the first responders, and it's terrible how they didn't get some of the help that they needed, and they were told, oh, it's fine to go in the piles in the beginning. So a lot of them were just racing, trying to save people. And she thinks that she got the cancer, the lung cancer, from inhaling toxic particles that were in the air after the attacks, because she was down there, and she believes, she told her friends that she thought she inhaled that stuff at the Twin Towers. They released a statement, her family, and she's got a couple of daughters. I want to say she's got one daughter and then a couple of grandkids, four grandkids, something like that. Because her husband played with her too. Her husband would be out on the road when she did gigs, and I think her daughter was a singer, and she was definitely the voice of the 70s disco was huge. You heard one of the tunes we just played there, but Hot Stuff and Love to Love You and Baby and I Feel You and all that kind of stuff. So she died in Florida with her family around her, but believes that that's where it came from. Of course, trying to prove that a whole different thing. And apparently at the end, it was pretty tough as she was trying to struggle for air and whatnot. But anytime you think of a disco ball, sometimes they have them like in the Spencer gift stores and stuff. You think of Donna Summer, I think, because she was the queen. She was the queen of disco. There were certainly other women that were singers in that era, but she was the reigning grande dame without a doubt. Without a doubt, she was the one that everybody listened to. Couple of other things that we're going to zig and zag around on. Remember, I promised that at the beginning because it's just too wild of the tail end of a week to not leave with giving you all of it over the fence. If we were talking to each other through the fence, over the fence, sitting in the backyard for a few minutes, these are some of the things that we would talk about. Of course, we would mention the Donna Summer thing, at least in passing, because who doesn't know perhaps one of her songs? The other thing is the George Zimmerman evidence, the police reports really that came out, the documents that were released, huge, 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 huge. We've had many discussions on America Tonight about Zimmerman, his temper. Was he temperamental? Was he a cop wannabe? How many times he called 911? And what about this kid? And many of you called up to say that you thought he shouldn't have been on the street, he shouldn't have gone to 7-Eleven, all that kind of thing. And we know, ultimately, we can't go back in the time machine and straighten this out, because one of the 911 calls, I think, that was interesting and very sad is, if you had gotten here 5 minutes earlier, this wouldn't have happened. Meaning if the police had gotten there faster, it wouldn't have happened. It would have been broken up. There wouldn't have been a shot. There wouldn't have been a death. None of that, but they didn't get there fast enough. And that's clearly on the tape. Oh, I was calling if you had gotten here faster, and they didn't get there fast enough, unfortunately. And the rest is history. Zimmerman now off in a hidden location, waiting for a while until he has to make another court appearance. And question marks over what happened in the scuffle. He had the gun, so did he feel like he had no choice? But I don't think the defense will even get into that. And I think Zimmerman walks. I think when the trial is done, and it's going to be a wicked, wild courthouse, there's going to be all kinds of people protesting outside and all that stuff, I think that place will explode. I do. I think that place will, Stanford will explode. I certainly hope not, but I think it will. And I believe that George Zimmerman walks based on some of the things that we're hearing, especially with the police and the police not holding him, charging him, all that stuff in the beginning. No, the burden is so on the prosecution, not that it isn't always, but the burden is so in the prosecution, in my mind, way more than the defense. Somebody who, if they flew down from outer space or came across the pond, picked up a New York Post, because, of course, they always have all the gossipy headlines, and saw this story, I think they would say the same thing that I'm saying. I don't believe that that's going to happen with him, and certainly tempers are going to flare, and it'll be ugly maybe a year from now. Maybe a year from now. This is goes along with the fair or foul thing. The Kennedys, once again, are mourning the loss of a family member, an estranged family member, I guess, in a sense, because the Kennedy that I'm talking about is Mary Kennedy, who filed for divorce in 2010. She was found dead on Wednesday. A medical examiner said she died due to asphyxiation due to hanging. Ugh, how awful is that? She was 52 years old. And, you know, the thing that I wonder, the Kennedy family is upset because they're saying that all this publicity is misrepresenting her life and that she had these kids that are grown kids, and it's, you know, hard to be a Kennedy or whatever the other things is they're talking about, and that there's these countless descriptions of her, but they're not accurate since she passed away, that they're not, you know, they're inconsistent from the person that the family knew, and it's upsetting them. They don't want all the crappy tabloidy things that you have to live with, especially in New York. And she had a rough and tumble marriage, and she had a hard time, I guess, supposedly, with the whole Kennedy thing. And man, just terrible for those kids, terrible for that family to see that, to some of them, to hear about that and whatnot. All right, don't forget, if you want to see the photos, we got a new way you can do it. Go to Press 4 America Tonight Photos for the pictures of George Zimmerman, so you tell me what you think. Go to Press 4, you can download it from our website, America Tonight Photos, for pictures of George Zimmerman. Stay with us.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Well, you know how I feel about the president and what's happening in this march to the White House again, 2012, and what's happening with Mitt Romney, and we're going to be there. Tampa, of course, broadcasting live at the Republican convention. Interesting thing that I came across in my travels, there's a book out called That's a Crock, Barack. And the author of this book is a name that you might recognize, former congressman, also a Reagan advisor, Fred Eckert, and he joins us now. He's in our virtual green room. Hi, Fred. How are you?
Fine, Kate. Nice to be with you.
The, you know, it's interesting, even in the title of your book, why is it, it's like you say, that's a crock, why is it that this president isn't called on the carpet more often for some of the things that he says or some of the doublespeak?
Well, for two reasons, because most in the media share his views and don't want to go after one of their own. And second, a lot of them in the media are dumb.
they're just dumb. They're not paying attention to what's being said, right?
Well, they don't for a lot of things. And there's a clear double standard. But, you know, it's hurting their credibility. I think one of these days they're going to realize it, but they haven't yet.
Yeah. One of the things that you say about Barack Obama, about the Prez, is that he's arrogant and delusional. Explain some of the clues to that, where you picked that up.
Okay, I'll give you an example. If you remember when Mitt Romney went over the top and everybody knew he had become the presumptive nominee, none of the networks covered it, his speech that night in New Hampshire. But when Barack Obama did in June of 2008, he gave a speech that they all covered. And here's one of the things he said. I am absolutely certain that generations from now, we will be able to look back and tell our children that this was the moment, you know, when he went over the top in the delegate count, when we began to provide care for the sick and good jobs to the jobless. This was the moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow and our planet began to heal. Now, who but a delusional megalomaniac could profess to believe such a ridiculous thing? I mean, until he got enough delegates, we weren't caring for the sick. I mean, nobody heard about doctors. nurses, hospitals, medicines. It's absurd. I mean, this should have been laughed at. This was the moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow. He was going to stop the rise of the ocean. He was going to do for us what God did for Noah.
Yeah.
That is delusional.
Yeah. There's a lot of different things that we could point out, and it's worth doing that because for people who are listening who would defend some of the things they've heard from the president, we say this all the time, Fred, on America Tonight, exactly what you're saying. You have to look at what's being said, and you have to look at some of the history of this. And one of the things that you do point out is CBS, and you said this about the media, either dumb or just ignoring it or left of left. And one of the things that you do point is how CBS edited out some of what he had to say during
an interview. In December, they ran a one-hour virtually campaign ad for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Croft said all these things. Well, you have so many accomplishments. You really do. And, you know, why would you possibly have any difficulty? And all these gushing things. And at one point, Obama made the claim that he was probably the greatest president ever, with the possible exception of Lincoln and Lyndon Johnson and who else did it? FDR. Now, anybody else, he left out three of the four who were enshrined on Mount Rushmore of being up to his standards. Three of the four on Rushmore. And even today, I heard Rush Limbaugh say Obama, you know, ranked himself as the fourth greatest. No, it was worse than that. He said he was at least the fourth greatest with the possible, it was possible maybe that Lincoln was better. And that is totally absurd. But what did CBS do? I mean, Obama had the vanity, the arrogance, and delusional to believe such a thing. Croft and CBS didn't air that. They edited it out and to save them the embarrassment. However, they were dumb enough to print the transcript. So you saw what they had done to protect them. It's absurd, and he does it all the time. How about this? When recently in the news, in Iran, a man was the father of two, married father of two, was sentenced to be executed for the crime of converting from Islam to Christianity. The Obama White House had a little statement that said it wasn't such a good idea. The State Department had the same sort of thing. But not one reporter in America went to Obama and said, excuse me, in light of this, remember that speech you made in Cairo that the media gushed about? Evan Thomas of Newsweek compared you to God for making it?
Yeah.
You said in that speech, Islam has demonstrated through words and deeds
mm-hmm.
the possibilities of religious tolerance. Is this an example what you had in mind? I mean, what are some of the deeds that the Islamists are doing that are such a model of religious tolerance?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not putting hits out on people who draw cartoons they don't like, is it? It's not flying into the Twin Towers, is it?
Yeah.
You know, it's not putting a death edict out on somebody who writes a book they don't like, is it? Where is the religious tolerance you're talking about?
Exactly.
Crazy.
We spent 4 hours on that very thing. You are preaching to the choir on that one. Absolutely. Absolutely. And here's the thing, and you know, because you navigated politics for such a chunk of your career, what if somebody on the conservative side had said some of these things, or former President Bush, what do you think would have happened?
Well, I mean, here's a good example. Remember during the Iowa caucus, Michelle Bachmann one day said, casually commented it was Elvis's birthday, and it was the day Elvis died. And, oh, my God, we heard about it for a month.
Mm.
I mean, when Dan Quayle spelled potato the way a teacher told him how to spell it, we still hear about it.
Yeah.
And yet Obama said while campaigning that I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go. Alaska and Hawaii is not allowed to go to. Now, here's a guy running for president. He's not sure whether we have 59 or 60 states. I mean, and then when he lost the Kentucky primary to Hillary Clinton, he told the media volunteer, well, the reason he lost was only because she was from an adjacent state. Well, New York's not adjacent to Kentucky.
No.
Illinois is.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. He had it totally backwards. He stood up and he talked in Europe one time. He said he wished that he could explain it in Austrian, which, of course, there's no such language. I mean, he does this stuff all the time, and he gets away. He says really dumb things. When he made his acceptance speech, he said, I am my brother's keeper. At the very moment, his brother was living in a hut with no running water, living on $12 a year. No plumbing, no electricity, no running water, and Obama was making $4 million a year at the time. He didn't give him any change.
Yeah.
Not even pocket change.
Exactly. So as you watch this unfold, and you know how these things go, I think I mentioned, but we are broadcasting from Tampa. What is it going to take for the Republicans, Mitt Romney, because he's going to be the guy, no matter what happens. I can't imagine. You look at the delegate count. I don't have to tell you. You know that. He's the guy. So he's the guy. What is it going to take for him to win?
I think what it's going to take for Mitt Romney to win is for him to continue doing what he's doing now, and that is keeping the focus on Obama's record and making Obama defend his record. And no matter what else he talks about, make him talk about what he's done. And, you know, he has to run on what he's done. You know, it's easy to go around saying, you know, I'm for hope. I'm for change. What does that mean? Doesn't mean anything. It's gobbledygook. And, you know, he was giving speeches saying, and the media was saying, this was profound. He was saying, we are the ones we have been waiting for. What in the hell does that mean? If we're the ones we've been waiting for, who's keeping us waiting? It'd be ourselves, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's this total gobbledygook thing, and he got away with it all the time. Romney, I think, will force him to come to talk about specific accomplishments or lack thereof. And the difference here is you have in Romney a man who is truly accomplished. And in Obama, you have a community organizer. This man was not prepared for the presidency, and Mitt Romney is. I mean, they'll go after this. Well, Mitt Romney's rich. Yeah, that was never, you know, what about John Kerry? They never were worried that he was twice as rich as Mitt Romney is. Of course, he had it all in his wife's, you know, allowance.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think Romney's going to be elected president because I think people have had enough.
Yeah.
You know, that you can con people for so long, and then you've got to produce. And when you say, okay, what do you got to show for it? You know, and they give you all this baloney. You know, they talk about, oh, how Michelle made these she made the sacrifice, you know, and not being an attorney working for the public interest. What a crock, you know. When he was a state senator, they got her a job with the Chicago Hospital.
You're right.
University of Chicago Hospital. It's about 125,000 somewhere in that neighborhood. He gets elected to the Senate, gets $1 million earmark for that hospital. Lo and behold, her salary triples. She's making 300-something. The next year, she's making 375. In the meantime, you know, whining about how they're sacrificing for the good of us.
Exactly.
And then when she left, they eliminated the job because it was non-essential.
And there you have it. Perfect way to end this. Fred Ecker, pick up the book. That's a crock, Barack. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here on America Tonight, you're going to hear that over the weekend, the Preakness, the second leg of the Triple Crown. Don't forget, in our next hour here on America Tonight, yes, indeed, the trifecta. Can you nail it? Win, place, and show. You're just really picking numbers, and if you pick the correct numbers, you'll clean out our prize closet, plus you'll have all those exciting bragging rights. It's been a great couple of weeks for giveaways. You just heard my pal Don Wiskin talking about Extendivite, and you know that if you follow the show at all, I really in my life have taken hardly anything, and Extendivite is one of the things here. That's one of the things that I do take because my pal Jason was just pounding me about trying it, and because I told him about the history of heart problems with my family, and I started, of course, had no idea about my blood pressure or cholesterol numbers. Next week on the show, we're going to do my cholesterol numbers. But honestly, I started to take it, and I can't believe how much my blood pressure went down. I was right there where I was almost hitting the high numbers, the kind of numbers where you say, wow, I had no idea, and you end up going to your doctor, and they say, yeah, these numbers aren't great. But mine dipped dramatically, and now it's perfect. You know, it's like 120. It's all the way up to, when I pegged it at because I was shocked. I pegged it at 150. Anyway, Extendivite is very, very cool. I love taking it because of what it did for me. So please, if you have, especially if you have any history of heart problems, that kind of stuff, go to heartdrop.com and give my pal Don a call at 877-928-8822. So 877-928-8822. It's easy to remember. Kind of like our phone number is easy to remember. And as I said, it was a big week for a couple of things giveaway-wise. Since I'm talking about the Extendivite, we had some winners, and that's being shipped out to them, each of them winning a thing of Extendivite. We played the little jingle, and they had to come up with what the two ingredients were, two main ingredients, because, of course, there are a bunch of natural ingredients in it, and cayenne and garlic were the two. Garlic apparently just so good for you, so good for fighting off a couple of different things. All right, one thing it won't fight off is problems with, certainly there's lots of PR problems, lots of a history of problems in the Sanford-Orlando area, and they've just been exacerbated because of the Trayvon Martin thing at the end of February. And a big question that's been hanging around for the last couple of months is, was he assaulted? Was George Zimmerman, who shot and killed Trayvon Martin, the 17-year-old, was he assaulted at all? Did he feel like he was being assaulted? And now some of that could be answered in the eyes of a lot of people, because the evidence, the police evidence that's been gathered, has been released. There's been so much speculation about what happened. And what's going to happen in the defense is stand your ground. That law in Florida is exactly what George Zimmerman's attorney is going to talk about. It's similar to laws in other states that allow people to use deadly force where they think there's a reasonable threat of any kind of serious injury. And that's what's going to happen in this case. We already know that, that they're going to look at this for sure, for sure, for sure. So if you go to our website, you can get Press 4. There's easy icons. Just click on it. It doesn't matter what kind of phone you have, an Android, a straight-up flip phone, or an iPhone like I have. Get Press 4. One, you can enter the contest, but if you go to Press 4 now, I keep talking about these pictures that are so vital, and we've been talking about Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman and the implications of this for a very long time. It seems like almost 2 months. Sure, it's been over 2 months. So once you get that, say, America Tonight Photos, and boom, you'll have those pictures. You can look at those pictures and tell me what you think. Is there really a case here for his defense? The head's got blood and gashes on it. He's got a shaved head, and you can clearly see that he was in an altercation. But will that work in this case? Or will the prosecution say, of course they'll say it, that he shouldn't have pursued him. It was a 17-year-old kid. He was told to back off after he called 911, and he should have just backed away. He speculated that the teenager looked like he was up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. And the people who are really rallying around the Martin family, the whole idea of what happened with Trayvon Martin, they're saying Zimmerman is the aggressor. They're accusing him of profiling. They're accusing him of profiling Trayvon and racism charges and all of that. And the racism crap nonsense, I think, should be thrown out. It's ridiculous. I don't buy that. If you want to talk about, and I did, that he was so over the top in pursuing him and calling 911 all those times and all that stuff. Absolutely. But the bottom line is, just on the letter of the law, on the letter of the law, stand your ground. The application of does this stand up here is going to be what we're going to hear about in the next year. So check it out. Go look and tell me what you think. Give us a call, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Remember, get those photos, America Tonight Photos, once you get Press 4. Then you can get a closer look at what we're talking about. There was also a toxicology test that found elements of the drug in Trayvon Martin marijuana. It was just 1.5 nanograms per milliliter. That's THC. That's what they call it, as well as 7.3 nanograms of another type, according to the medical examiner. But they're saying that it could have been there for days. It had to have been there for days because it was just what they call traces of marijuana substance. So it wasn't a heavy amount. It had to have been from days and days before that, because the argument of he was on drugs or whatever, that would have been out, almost out of the system. It was so trace. But here's the thing. We're going to be talking about this for a long time, because George Zimmerman is hiding out somewhere, and this is not going to come to trial for probably a year. Probably that's how long we're talking about. I want to throw this in quickly because we've talked about fracking. We've had people on. We've delved into this whole idea of where are we heading with energy and how are we going about getting the energy. And Vermont has actually become the first state to ban fracking. A lot of our good friends listening to us on WVMT in the great state of Vermont have been talking about this, and they're banning it. So no longer is this a process that they can do there. And this is something that's being looked at in a few other areas. The governor signed the bill making that law. It's a controversial practice to get natural grass from grass. No, not grass like marijuana. Natural gas from the ground. And this way there's no chemicals, is what the governor is saying, that are going into the groundwater and trying to pursue this energy. And because of they're worried about the contaminants in the groundwater, and that it's uncertain. The science doesn't really make us feel that great about it. So fracking, or some people know it as hydraulic fracturing, but the nickname is fracking, has really set a boom, gone wild in energy production in the U.S. because it allows the extraction of oil and gas from shale rock. So it's reduced the country's oil imports in a sense, certainly. There are other people who are very, very worried about mild earthquakes, worried about the injecting of the water. So we'll see if other states follow suit, just like Vermont did. Hey, any thoughts on the show, send me them, americatonight.net.